Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
What's up? It's Jules here for What Culture Gaming, joined as ever by the lovable rogue that is Josh Brown. And we are fresh off this week with some piping hot news. In fact, it's so, so warm that I might have to take off my hoodie for a bit.
No, not again.
What? So let's hit that jingle. What the
f***? What's that? There's news? Oh my gosh! Guess it's time for Jules and Josh.
Brilliant!
Thank you so much, whoever sent in this shirt. I have no idea who this is. There's no note. There's no nothing. No,
nothing.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
That's the best thing you've ever done.
This is the thing people were saying to me, like, why are you asking for shirts and stuff? And apparently this is the reason why. This is the apex of the game.
Yep.
Which leads us into our first news story about Apex Legends.
I know you can't take your eyes off of me. You just expect me to jump straight into news in professional mode after you've debuted this.
Right, so let's try our best.
Let's try
and be consummate professionals. So there's the Iron Crown event that's been going on Apex Legends. You've played it before, haven't you?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Do you like the game?
I like it very much. I've dropped off a little bit over the past few months, but yes, I love the core concept. I'm just scared about what they're going to do around it.
Well, you definitely should be worried, because the Iron Crown event, which is one of their sort of seasonal events that they do, has come in and it has caused a massive, massive issue with the game, and mainly because of the fact that it's changed how cosmetics are purchased in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually you'd be able to go to the store and buy them directly. Now, with this Iron Crown event, they are items that are locked behind loot boxes called Iron Crown Collection Event Packs.
Mm-hmm.
24 rare and legendary items. Now, you get two of these boxes for free by completing challenges, but that means that there are 22 that you have to buy if you want to complete the entire set. Now,
yes.
You might be asking yourself, Josh, like, you're a fashionable man. I know that you need the latest icons, definitely. But the thing is, you probably think to yourself, I'm not going to spend that much. I don't need that. But what if I was to tell you that there were items that were locked behind loot boxes?
I thought we'd got past this, to be honest.
No. Not items as in those loot boxes, as in locked behind them. The loot boxes are effectively a paywall. If that sounds confusing, let me try and explain it.
Please do.
So, in order to when you complete the Crown Collection event packs, which are obviously 24, you get two for free, so you've bought your 22. Right, that's going to cost you a minimum of £111.98.
It's a lot of dollar
to get all of those like rare items. Then you get to unlock the heirloom items. They are literally hidden behind those loot boxes. You can only be allowed to purchase those heirloom items after you've got all 24 of the other items.
So that's essentially, you have to go through the progression system of a loot box to then I assume you have to still buy the
still
stuff?
Have to, and they are also in loot boxes, which ones you'll get randomly.
Brilliant.
I'm not even joking.
So that's at least, what, $110 pricing just to get to
So they said it's £111.98 minimum to get there. And then on top of that, you've got to then spend maybe another sort of 30, 40 quid to get the things. Everyone's been going on about this axe because it's the coolest looking axe in ages.
I've seen
the
axe.
It's got like a raven's head on the back of it. It definitely looks brilliant. Now, why they would choose to hide it behind there is anybody's business.
That is, man, that's so insidious.
Bad.
I assume you can unlock the loot boxes with in-game sort of progression, but it would take a while, or is it just all...
They said that you can, but by the time that you'd be able to even unlock this, you wouldn't be able to get enough scratch to even buy like one or two boxes.
That sucks.
And the rest of them are like, you know, like literally paid for. Like, you have to buy the in-game currency in order to buy,
because
they only use Apex coins. Is that what they're
called? Yes, I think so.
Like, it's utterly, utterly ridiculous. And, I mean, they're already in hot water, Respawn, because because of the fact that they've been doing the Battle Pass system that a lot of these sort of like what they call Battle Royale genres are doing at the moment, but they were already in hot water because the Battle Pass that they just released didn't have any cosmetics or skins in it. And everyone's now going, oh, isn't that a weird coincidence that these really cool skins are suddenly locked behind loot boxes, which themselves are a barrier to progress.
So that sucks. So you've essentially got two kind of monetization aspects that you've got the Battle Pass, which you can buy in, but you don't get the sick customization options. And then you've got the loot boxes that you have to grind through to then purchase the unlocks that you actually want. For me, this is what I worried Apex Legends would turn into.
We were talking about it. You literally just said, like, oh, how can they get this free-to-play model? How can they be sustainable?
Yeah.
But there are ways of doing it.
Well, there are ways that other people do it. Normally, it's done with a Battle Pass. We're seeing more and more games include that. Over the weekend, it was announced that Rainbow Six Siege is another part of its monetization aspect.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to get a Battle Pass as well. But the worry for me has been that over the past few months, we've heard reports about how Apex Legends' player base is declining and how EA kind of aren't happy because although it started well, I think tens of millions of people jumped in immediately because it was a great core concept had a lot of goodwill for it.
And it was free to play as well.
It's free to play.
Yeah.
Now it's dropped off. So now that they're doing, or they have been doing, the loot box system alongside a battle pass system just kind of sounds very greedy.
Now this is the thing, I've got no problem with people putting cosmetics behind paywalls. Like as long as they don't affect the gameplay balance and it's just you wanting to customize your person, that to an extent is fine. I would love it if you could unlock those skins because that's obviously how we grew up playing video games. Stuff was actually able to be unlocked rather than having to be paid for, but that's probably the most I'll accept out of it.
Yes.
But to randomize the cosmetics, to then have hidden cosmetics behind them in this heirloom set, that just stings of just like a really bad move. And like, and Respawn's Drew McCoy responded with, "The Iron Crown event, we missed the mark when we broke our promise by making Apex packs the only way to get what many consider to be the coolest skins that we've released." And I'll definitely echo that because the Raven axe that everyone's going on about is genuinely really cool.
Yeah.
But
well, it's always the case, you know. People say, "Oh, it's just cosmetic. It's just a cool little thing that you don't need a cool sick skin." But part of the fun of these games is being rewarded for your progression. And if you are putting a lot of time investment into this, there is of course something alluring about a really cool skin. And if you just got like the bog standard attire, you do feel kind of, I'm not sure it changed, but there's definitely something psychological going on there where you feel like you're not included and appraised on that kind of,
you've not a progressed.
That's
you're not in with the cool crowd.
Yeah, essentially.
I mean, that was the whole thing. Like, we were talking about Halo 3 skins, like unlocking them. Remember getting, what was it called? The Reaper helmet with it wasn't the skull, but it had some sort of helmet. But we were talking about the Recon helmet. Everyone wanted that.
Yes.
And if you got it, you were like, oh, man, he's the cool like this thing. You'd be like, oh, look at that shirt, baby.
Yeah, but I am. I'm looking at it deeply and it's looking back.
But luckily, there are some changes on the way, as you would expect from such a massive fan backlash they received, saying that all of these legendary items will be in rotation from tomorrow until the end of the month and can be directly purchased from the store. It's almost like that should have been the plan from the off.
Well, that's it. When it comes to sort of when things are introduced like this in games like Battle Royale titles, it often feels like the developers and the publishers are kind of seeing what they can get away with. And then if there is a backlash, they kind of hold their hands up and go, right, we'll change it. But it's kind of, that mentality kind of rubs me the wrong way of, we're gonna try it anyway, just to see if we can get away with it, see if anyone even cares. And obviously we do care, and then they alter it. I give Apex Legends a bit of leeway because it is a free-to-play game.
Yep.
What I hate the most is when free-to-play mechanics and systems make their way into proper full releases. That's frustrating, but still it doesn't really excuse this kind of nickel and diming and push towards.
I think that we are seeing, like, I'm just echoing what you're saying about there are a lot of developers that are basically looking at the market going, yes, okay, this is the furthest we can push it, and then we'll dial it back. And when they dial it back, they always play it off like they're being sort of like, oh, you know, we really misread the situation, but we wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that to you. It's like, yes, you would, because you did it.
You did it.
Like, you can only apologize for mistakes if you've made mistakes.
That's it, yeah. And like, the thing is, they're only apologizing, you would assume, in the first place because they've been kind of caught out. Like, kind of developer would ever hold their hands up to something like this if there wasn't a backlash, if there wasn't people complaining about it or people talking out. They wouldn't go, actually, you know what? We don't like the system. It's not good for you. As long as they're making money, they're never, ever going to say that.
McCoy even went on, and he kind of of missed the point. I feel like he did. Okay. He did a blog post and it like detailed a lot of stuff. There was some good stuff as well, such as the fact that the future collections players will be able to obtain items in other ways than through Apex packs, which is great because that means that they are hopefully learning from this experience. But he then had this one line that didn't sit well with me, which is he just said, "Our goal has not been to squeeze every last dime out of our players," and I'm just like, "That's exactly what you tried to do."
Yes.
You effectively said to somebody, "Hey, you like this? You can't have it unless you've spent X amount."
Yeah,
like, that is literally squeezing dime out.
I mean, it is, but again, like they always kind of get around it by saying, "Oh, it's optional," or "Oh, you don't really need them," or "Oh, you can unlock them." The biggest one is you can unlock them in game if you just put the time in, but no one's got that amount of time to actually get through
like,
and then spin the dice and then actually unlock them.
But, I mean, there were some less than favourable quotes, and I'll get these out if you want to vamp for a second
while
I find
man.
The exact quote from this, because he wasn't the only person to weigh in on the situation, and in fact, some of his devs decided to jump in
of
as well.
This is a volatile situation, but please go on.
So this is on Reddit from Respawn Dev, which says, "We've said it before, but we will not engage with temper tantrums and personal attacks or vitriolic threads and are completely unacceptable." And then he went on to say, "I've been in the industry long enough to remember when players weren't complete asshats to developers, and it was pretty neat. I forged a bunch of long-lasting relationships back then. It would be awesome if we could just get back there and not engaging with toxic people or asking how high when a mob screams jump is hopefully a start." So basically, this one dev, and I have no idea who actually penned this, but hopefully they're having a bit of a sit down with HR and reminding them that the customer is usually always right and you shouldn't go and antagonize them.
Well, it's sort of
this whole idea of mob mentality, I like the fact that this person is blaming us effectively for standing up and saying, "I'm sorry, I don't want to pay £111 for your axe skin. Thanks, pal."
It's to me, this is a frustrating kind of like comment, because I assume that on the developer's point of view, sometimes a kind of a pushback against the fans or whatever might be justified. We have seen a lot of entitled gamers and stuff kind of shout about what they want, start harassing people, start attacking people, and that is absolutely not on and not good. But at the same time, you can't conflate those people with people who are just kind of being like calling someone out for their crap and calling them out for their BS practices in business, as opposed to, you know, a personal attack and a business attack are very separate things.
There needs to be that separation between the personality and the business, like you're saying, because of the fact that if you go to somebody's doorstep and you say to them, "I don't like you," that's wrong, because at the end of the day, the devs are only either doing what's within their remit, or they're doing what they've been told, or they are doing stuff that they don't. No one wants to put out a crap game. No one's actively trying to do that. You can attack a business for its business practices, but the moment you start saying that it's a personal thing, that is when it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
And as much as I sit here and I call Peter Molyneux the father of all lies, that's just in jest. At the end of the day, he's probably a really nice person.
Yeah.
But it's about the accountability. People are blurring the lines between it. And that's the problem with having figureheads in businesses.
Well,
the problem with putting ourselves out there on social media is that you become the source of, you become a target.
Yeah.
For and people I think that are saying that I don't like this.
For me, it's kind of, when it comes to the big businesses, I always feel like it's a little bit cowardly for them to put those devs out on social media, or those PR people out, and have them take the brunt of everything, because at the end of the day, it's not their fault. They don't make those top-end business decisions.
However,
there are better ways to go about responding to fan feedback and even backlash than kind of just doing this.
I feel like if you're going to stand up there and you're going to, you put yourself out there to take the hit, and we don't know that this person, whoever wrote this, we don't know that they were ever going to be in the firing line unless they, because they put themselves there by using this terminology, by calling us asshats, and by saying that we're a vitriolic mob. That is, again, reversing the situation and attacking us rather than the industry as a whole. They're not saying our player base, they're just saying everyone that's ever spoken to us with a negative bit of feedback is an asshat.
Yeah, I think, again, for me, it kind of comes down to the messaging. Because when it comes to big backlashes like this, we either get the kind of faceless, emotionless company PR line, and we get a weird response that doesn't really say anything, it's kind of vague, it's not really apologetic, or we get kind of, perhaps rightfully so, reactionary devs and people working in there, like, kicking back. And I think both ways are kind of bad. We need some sort of honest middle ground that we just really don't have.
Who wins out of this situation? That's the question.
Yeah.
Like having McCoy come out and say, hey, look, we made a mistake, we're going to fix it and do that. That's fine. That's where it should have ended. But to have another spark of a person coming in and weighing in their two cents, that stirs the pot again, because now we're talking about this rather than the actual problem.
That's true. That's a good point, actually. It kind of like lampshades the problem in a way, which is very, very frustrating. And then it only adds more controversy to the whole thing. And then fans are going to kick back more. It's very bad.
Yeah. But luckily, speaking of bad, this shirt is great.
That is really good. Honestly, genuinely, the beginning of this, that was not feigned surprise. I had no idea this existed. And then you took it off and I thought, that looks familiar.
I've seen that before. I've no idea where this came from. So if you did send this shirt in, thank you very much for that. And that is the end of our Apex news as well. We will be back later on in the day with some more.
Oh,
Jesus, God, I've got a real problem with it there. More smashing headlines further down the line. I was choking on the sheer awesomeness radiated by this. If you want to chat to us further, you can do so at RetroJ with a zero for myself and
Josh Broom with two R's.
Hope you have a great day. If we don't catch you later for some more news, and we'll see you soon.
Bye. I can feel the hairspray coming off the little heads.
The little heads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.